Mom's Palace. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Twin Talk.
On this podcast, not only do we give you a breakdown,
but also share our thoughts and insights on the latest and
greatest TV series, movies, and documentaries in the world.
So have a chat with your favorite girls,
Tina
and Tan.
Yay. Hello, hey, guys. Welcome back.
I know it's been a while. Pew, 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 pew. Okay, girl, I'm dying. Hey, everyone. I know it's been a while, but we still want to thank everybody for continuing to listen to our podcast. Make sure you're telling your friends and families and loved ones.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we just want to tell you that it's going to be a switch change. So we was doing it every Wednesday, and now we're going to switch it to every other Wednesday, just giving everybody a chance to catch up on the movies and the TV shows.
Yeah, ma'am. We want y'all to know what we're talking about. So we
can pretend. And then, so we want to talk about who won 2 weeks ago. We did do, if you don't know or don't remember, we did Bad Boys Trilogy and the Rush Hour Trilogy. And basically, the winner of the two was, it was Bad Boys.
Woo! That's crazy. Bad Boys. Bad Boys. Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna
do? I mean, I'm not surprised. Bad Boys was amazing.
I thought that Rush Hour would have more fight. Like, I thought it was going to be neck and neck, but I can see. Only because I just love the second Bad Boys. Like, that's Bad Boys.
I know. But I think overall, I think it just was just like, it was good. I think number one built us up for number two. Mm-hmm. And then because number two was so good, I don't think a lot of people had high expectations for three because it was just like mad years later and stuff like that. So, but
shout
I do want to thank everybody.
Both of them.
Yes. And I want to thank everybody for participating in voting. So, yes. All right. So, last weekend we did have the Oscars. So we do want to talk about the Oscars only because we do watch movies and TV series and everything like that. So we always want to touch up on movie award shows. So the Oscars was last week, Sunday. And a couple of people won. I just want to go over it just a little bit. So No Man's Land won Best Picture. I haven't watched it yet. It's kind of hard because I am a love to watch movies in a movie theater, especially when movies are coming out.
Yeah.
So it's just not the same watching some of these movies. Like, don't get me wrong, I like to watch it at home, but you know, getting into the feel, especially like when I know it's going to be nominated for an Oscars, it just feels so better to be at the movie theater. So, and the Oscars are just a little bit different since COVID, so hopefully next year it will go back the same because the Oscars is one of my favorite things to do. Did you watch No Man's Land?
I haven't gotten a chance to just yet, but it is on my to-do list.
It is on my list too, so I've had that.
They've had some really good reviews. I mean,
yes, they won the Golden Globe too. Okay, so Best Actor, Anthony Hopkins won for The Father, which I really want to watch that movie. And I'm a big fan of Anthony Hopkins, so I'm super excited for him. I mean, Teddy is holding on. I mean,
I literally watched still my whole life. Child, been grown all our whole lives too.
He's such an amazing actor. I watched him literally my whole life. He's one of my favorites. So that was super awesome. And then for best actress, Frances won, which I'm McDormand. Don't know how to say her last name, but Frances won. And I've also watched her in the past. She's super amazing. She won best actress. So that was from No Man's Land. So I definitely need to watch No Man's Land.
Oh yeah, definitely want to watch those.
And then what was really amazing that I wanted to point out was her won an Oscar for the best original song.
Yeah.
And I was super shocked.
I'm like, oh, so, okay.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her music. That's just me. I don't know. Yeah,
she put me in my feelings a lot. I'm not going to lie.
And
the energy that I'm in right now, I can't. But she makes really good music. Like, her voice is so soothing. Her
music,
she's definitely talented.
I've seen her perform live for the Chris Brown. Like, when I went to the Chris Brown concert, she did have a big section. And seeing her live, sometimes a lot of performers, I'd rather see live. Mm-hmm. Then listen to the music.
I get that.
I love going. I'd rather see you in a concert because it makes me appreciate you, especially if I'm not a fan and I really don't know about you. But I'm more of an old soul. Best director, No Man's Land again. Chloe has been killing a game.
They cleaning up.
Yes, I definitely want to watch that. Also, some cool wins was Soul. So Soul won best animated. So Jamie Foxx
deserved it.
So congrats.
They definitely deserved it.
I didn't watch it, but
you gotta watch it, girl. It's gonna inspire you.
Yeah,
and it's not. I liked the way they did it though. So like, it didn't turn into a Blaxploitation. It wasn't about being Black, which that's what a lot of people thought. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Like, I'm okay with movies about being Black. I'm tired of Black struggle movies because we do more than struggle. But it wasn't like about Jamie Foxx. It was about the meaning of life. And that I appreciate. Like, they kept the image clear. You know what I mean? He was just a character. And it was really beautiful. It had really deep meaning, but it still was playful enough that a child can enjoy it. Because me and Ali watched it together. If y'all don't know who Ali is, that is my beautiful, adorable son. He looks just like his gorgeous mother. But no, Soul definitely. Just in general, they did a really good job with the animation. I definitely think they deserve that win in the animation department.
That's dope. Okay, well, one day, maybe.
Moving, we gotta right get along. You some little kids to watch it with.
Yeah, they're all grown now. They won't watch it with me. Girl. So, best supporting actor was Daniel. I don't know how to say his last name. I'm not gonna butcher it, but it was from Judas and the Black Messiah. Is Daniel the one that played on Get Out? He won an Oscar. Congratulations to him. Mm-hmm. He's actually been really killing the game. I'm pretty sure he won a Golden Globe.
I was gonna say, he got some good numbers now.
Yeah, he's been really coming up there. He is actually a good actor. I haven't watched his movie yet because I'm still on debate if I want to watch this movie or not. But he's killing it. Super awesome. I don't know. Tenet won for best visual effects. I only watched the movie, honestly, because of Denzel Washington's son. But yeah,
I didn't realize that was his son. Oh wow,
yeah,
I missed that alert. That's dope. Well, we had some good look. I wanted to watch Judas and the Black Messiah because that's the Fred Hampton. I don't know who Fred Hampton is. He was the founder or one of the founders of the Black Panther Party, Peace Party. and he was assassinated by some people who are not confirmed. Anyway, so it's his story. Girl, it's actually the story of the guy who the FBI paid to do undercover work on him.
Yes, I know yeah. that.
So, okay. it, and that's why it was a struggle for me to watch, because, like, you know, that whole thing went down in Chicago suburbs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, is we all know the story and how it ended with him getting shot up 40 times. So,
I'm pretty sure I heard that in one of the classes when I was in Chicago.
Girl, like, it's a lot. But, yeah, no, that movie was very good. He's coming up. He is definitely a force to watch. I feel like he's probably going to take the place of Denzel. Looks go, but as far as quality, I didn't mean that in shade. Like, I don't think he's ugly or anything, but you know how Denzel had the whole, like, Halle yes. Berry was the perfect face. Denzel was the perfect male face. So, like, I don't think it's on that caliber, but
you know what it is, though? Nowadays, 2021, they're not focusing on size. They're not focusing exactly. on looks. They're focusing straight on talent. Which I can exactly. appreciate. I'm so happy that they're not recycling characters and actresses and stuff as much as
oh my they God, were yes. doing before. They're giving people chances.
They are. And I just love the fact that we're getting, you know, unique looks. We're getting different looks. We're getting different sizes. We're not giving that, perfect small. So I really do appreciate all the new and approved actors and actresses. So that's super awesome. So guys, definitely check that out. I want to check that out so we can talk about that movie. And then I think there's one more that I wanted to point out. Is there? No, there's no.
Can we point out some of the looks on that red carpet, baby? Quarantine did not do everybody good.
Look, let me tell you something. We're going to have to do the fashion one on another day, another time. Because
okay.
Y'all, let us know if y'all want us to hit up on the fashion. Let it's us know, looks, y'all, because child. Let me tell you something. Me and my mom looked, and I was like, my mom was like, please get that out of my face. But Juliana looks good. If y'all don't know who Juliana is, she is the queen of red carpet. Do not play with me.
She's okay. Zendaya looks beautiful. Oh my God.
Zendaya doesn't disappoint, and I can't wait for us to touch up on Denzaya.
They know what you meant. They know what you meant.
Because we're talking about Denzel.
Right.
But yes. So, guys, that was the Oscars. Definitely, we're going to check out the movies. You check out the movies, too. So then we can talk about it. Let us know what movies y'all want to rather talk about or watch for us to talk about. Let us know. All right. Let's get into it. What are we talking about, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing this week?
This week we are talking about two new releases. So these literally came out like within this last week, I think, or 10 days. So these are very, very new.
Let's do 20 days, maybe.
I feel like
the 24th, and then this one was the 30th. Oh, yeah. Disregard.
So, two new releases. We are talking about the heavily anticipated and looked for movie, the second installment. Is it the second installment of the Mortal Kombat series or the third?
I was like, no, girl. They did series.
Well,
they
they've remade it a million times, but the most recent one. So this is the most recent installment release this month. I think the official release date was April 16th. If you have it, you either saw it in theaters or on HBO Max. And then the other movie based off a novel based off a video game, was Without Remorse. Both of those had action-packed scenes. Both of those had some heavy-hitting actors. And so I'm really excited to talk about these two, because if you a video game person, you were really excited this week. I was really excited about Mortal Kombat.
Because, I was too.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not really big on video games. I'm like, it gotta be a video game for like dummies.
That's crazy. You were the only girl. And girl, the fact that she wasn't really in video games, that's interesting.
Because I was outside doing stupid stuff. running around getting in trouble. But yeah, I do remember like playing Mortal Kombat. Like that was the only game I could play with my big brother and his friends, because I didn't know how to play 2K. I didn't know how to play Madden. So Mortal Kombat, we would play that, and Guitar Hero. But Mortal Kombat, I would whoop some butt, child. My favorite character was the pink one. What was her name? What was the pink girl's name? It was... That was my girl, Melina. But yeah, nah. So Mortal Kombat was a really big one for me. So that's the one I'm going to be talking about. And Miss Tim over here, you're going to be talking about Without Remorse.
Yes, yes,
yes. Starring the lovely, the amazing Michael B. Jordan. Now that's a Denzel.
I can't really talk about him right now because I'm irritated with him right now, who he's dating, but I'm not going to get into that. He's still amazing and he's still beautiful, and I love him. Girl. Okay, I've been rocking with Michael B. Jordan from The Wire, y'all.
Listen,
if y'all want to do a throwback of The Wire, let's get it.
We can do that because it got
a lot of our babes in there.
The Wire had, you want to talk about the
Idris cast of Alba, characters? Matt Tristan,
boom.
Oh my god.
Well, the guy from SVU, what's his name?
SVU.
Yeah, he plays a Law & Order SVU now.
Girl, I don't know. They are over the place.
Not Stabler. Is his name Stabler? Stabler was the girl. Anyway, it's a gang of characters, a gang of actors who are still like
a lot popping. Of people came from The Wire, but it was the funny thing is like this whole time I thought Idris Alba was American, and then he showed up at 106 at Park with his British accent.
You didn't
accent.
Know
I
said, he was European? Oh, that's crazy.
You might not know.
I remember when they were talking about him being the next James Bond.
And then, okay, I can't get, that's going to get my blood pressure up, and I can't talk about that. Because it got me hot. It got me really hot because, okay, anyways. Another day for another topic. Anyway, so.
Right.
Mortal Kombat. And Without Remorse. So let's get into it. Tina, back to you.
Yes, we're going to hit up first Mortal Kombat. So like I said, this came out April 16th officially in the U.S. It was directed by Simon McQuaid. I don't know how to pronounce the name. And opening box office weekend sales topped it at $50.1 million. So it opened up pretty big. That was the response you expect during a pandemic. I mean, not many people could go physically to the movies. So yeah. I thought it was really awesome that they were able to release it on HBO for us, because they didn't ask us to pay an extra $30. Disney.
Like, so, hey, Disney.
Girl, I'm like, I already got the subscription. Now I got to pay more. But I understood why they did it. That was the average ticket sales. But anyway, yeah. So if you already had HBO, you got the movie the same night, and it was dope. The storyline goes, hunted by the fearsome warrior Sub-Zero, MMA fighter Cole Young finds sanctuary at the Temple of Lord Raiden, training with experienced fighters Liu Kang and Kung Lao. The rogue mercenary Kano, Cole prepares to stand with Earth's greatest champion to take on the enemies from Outworld in high-stakes battles for the universe. So this is why it's important that you know what the game is, because Mortal Kombat, if you did the storyline, that's the storyline. If you did storyline mode, that's basically what it is. The different realms come together for a big battle. Whoever wins the battle, they're the most powerful realm. And in this story, you get dropped in on a beautiful scene, actually, where the king of the Scorpion, I guess, tribe, if you want to call that, Scorpion himself, he's chilling at home with his wifey, what was his daughter? He had a little girl or something.
It was the little girl and then the son.
Right. The son was the one who got killed. The little girl survived.
Yeah, with the mom.
Right. And who killed him? No other than Sub-Zero. So,
oh my god, like I knew Sub-Zero was like evil and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, the old movies, but they made him
he was
anytime
ruthless.
I start seeing anytime I started seeing the ice, me and my little brother was like, oh, no.
Girl.
He was so ruthless. But I think that's why I... This one was horrible because it was very gruesome.
Yeah.
It was gruesome, and I appreciate that because you know what? A lot of these movies that are supposed to be gruesome, they be trying to like sugarcoat it. You can't sugarcoat certain things.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you played Mortal Kombat, you like know mm-hmm. when they you heard that voice finish them, oh, chop their head off.
Girl, take it off. Cut it off.
So gross. It would be like I remember the first time I heard it, I thought it was the most gruesome thing I had ever seen in my life. And I was like, I need to learn how to play this.
Like, girl, I was so happy. I was like, finally, like, take off
so much rage. So after Sub-Zero kills the baby moms, kills the son and all of the security people on the tribe. Scorpion, he hears the commotion, runs back. They have this epic battle in the woods, and it like I was like, dang, Scorpion, you had him at one point. I'm like, what happened?
Yeah,
and you would think fire would be stronger than ice, but you know, water is powerful, I guess. So they manage to save the baby girl, which gets sent to another realm by actually, I think Shang Tsung is the one who rescues him and brings rescues her and brings her to the Earth realm, which is one of the strongest realms in the universe. And she has a son who then is in foster care and all this stuff. And we meet him and his MMA career not really going too well. He getting beat up. That fight, you know, he got murked.
Like, he did, like, a really big, like, fight, and he had won, and he did his thing. But then from that point on...
He didn't do good no more. Something. He, like, he just didn't believe in himself for whatever reason. And he himself had a wife and a daughter, so it was really strange. I was like, damn, what happened? Like, you was just beating niggas up. Why you don't believe in yourself now? So, obviously, the truth is revealed to him at some point when the outer world is trying to take over Earth so that they can control all of the universe. And they send Sub-Zero to Earth. And he coming after him and dude. They coming after dude and his wife and daughter. And he was like, yo, what's happening? And then here comes Jax. Now, it was so cool how they did that. Like, that fight between Sub-Zero and Jax, when he almost got Sub-Zero at a certain point. And then he froze his arms. I was like, oh, Lord.
And ripped
them off.
Yo, that scene was so lit. But then I was like, oh, he's dead. Bye.
Girl. Bye, and kids. They actually had that move in the video game. So it was really cool. I think that was the coolest part. Like, seeing the parts that actually looked like the video game. And it was cool how they, like, brought him back. Because I thought he was dead. And then he was at the compound.
You couldn't tell me that he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
And then when I saw his big back self laying down, I said, oh, okay. Well, he made it.
You know who he reminded me of? The character.
Please don't make me die.
Oh, what was that Marvel character? The guy, Luke Cage. The guy that played...
Oh my God. I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, y'all, big and chocolate.
Just big. You know what I'm saying?
Just like, big. Taking up space. Talking all tough.
And like, fighting slow.
Girl, that's why his arms got ripped off. I'm like, can you speed up? Like, he is running circles around.
But then he was big. That's why.
That's why all the muscles don't be helping. I don't care how big you are.
I don't care. No. But then look at my homeboy. What's his name? Oh my God. He's my favorite character. Oh my God.
In the movie?
I forget his name. Yeah.
Who, Cole?
No, girl, not Cole. I mean, Cole was fine, but he wasn't my favorite. My favorite was
I like the hat guy.
Is it Lee? Is it what's L-I-U?
I know Lee Lou. We gonna call
Kang,
him Lee.
Whatever. I liked him because he took out his thing and he was so ripped. Girl. He was so ripped, was like, and you see how fast he was.
Girl. I was like,
but he was little and he was kicking. But he's always my favorite though, because I play him on a video game, so he's always my favorite.
Mm-hmm. When Kung Lao brought out that hat,
let me tell. And then okay, so guys, let me know if y'all caught this, because me and my brother caught this when they were fighting, and remember he was like, oh, he's gonna bring out the girl. He was like, this is my favorite fighter, like I already know, da 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 da. So then he was like, all right, because he was like, this fight's beneath me, right? So then the dude was like, okay, they fighting, da da da, and he got that hat,
girl,
and zapped her, and then he said fatality.
Yeah.
That, so I don't know if everybody remembered that in the video game, like that means like untouched anything. Yeah,
you can't,
because she never gave no lick or nothing.
At all.
It was pretty dope. It was pretty dope that they said that, because me and my little brother was like, oh, that's from the video game.
I love that.
So that was pretty dope.
The actor who played Kano, he was such a jerk.
I'm not gonna lie. He was one of my favorites.
He was one of my favorite characters. Girl.
The reason why he was one of my favorite characters is because he made it funny. So the first film came out in 1995, and I don't remember it being that funny.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So this one was really hilarious, and it was a good time. I had a good time with it. So Kano definitely, he made it fun. He definitely made it fun. And I enjoyed it.
Yeah, for sure. His character, he just was such a smart ass and all over the place. I liked how they taught him a lesson. And then the only thing I didn't like is he switched sides. I was like, dang, why you gotta switch sides, Poppy?
I knew that was going to happen. He was
right.
Time.
It was inevitable. Yeah, it was inevitable. Yeah. But it still would have been dope if he stayed on the right team. But
it was funny.
Whatever.
It was just funny when he finally found it, because he's fueled by anger. And
right.
I said, of course you are.
Of course. Of course. I wish I had a laser beam that came out of my left eye.
Girl, no,
that
I
would
don't.
Be dope.
I got Ooh. Enough problems.
I'd be like, what you say?
Can you imagine? I have road rage. So I'm driving. Everybody will be laid out.
Somebody in grandma's car will get blown up. Look, she was moving slow. She was going 45 and then 60. I don't know what she wanted.
So, what story or which character was you feeling like?
Let's see. I really liked... Who was my favorite character?
Which character you felt like they did a good job representing or gave a backstory, or who did you sympathize with? Who did you like?
I mean, Scorpion, obviously, because when he came back, from hell.
Get over here.
Girl, that final battle was so dope. And he just got all of the revenge that I needed him to get. The Scorpion King, definitely, just because the way I was like, dang, you gonna kill the baby mom? It's like, what you do?
It was the fact that you froze them,
right?
It was like, I was like,
can you unfreeze him? Because he got him, Cole, he got to his family in time because they got froze too, but he was able to like free them. But, I really liked the girl who ended up killing Kano. What was her character's name? Was she Allison?
But ain't she Sonya though?
No, yeah,
ain't
she's
Sonya.
Yeah, she was Sonya.
Yeah,
she. I really liked her.
I didn't like her in the beginning.
But I liked how she like refused to like stand down just because she was regular. You know what I mean? And she was like, well, that don't mean I can't fight. Like, I'm still supporting the cause.
She still could fight, but it was just like.
But I think my favorite character definitely was Scorpion. Just because it's like they picked all the characters that I used. I loved using Sub-Zero. First of all, you had to fight to get Sub-Zero. Like, the oldest child was allowed to get Sub-Zero. Like, the oldest child got the biggest piece of chicken. And you're like, no, I get Sub-Zero. Like, that's not fair. Why you all? Because he always won. So we would fight over Sub-Zero, we would fight over Scorpion, we would fight over Kano. Those were like our top three. So it was really cool to see those characters in there. But I think Sub-Zero, I think Scorpion is my favorite as far as storyline goes, because he needed to get revenge. And I'd be like him too. I would come from hell.
He said, remember this face. Remember what he said? Remember this face.
Remember it, because I'm coming back. But what was yours?
It was Scorpion. Scorpion has always been my favorite, besides Lee. Whatever.
We are so sorry to the Asian community. We are not trying to disrespect. It's just somebody.
I lived in too many cities. Sorry. Yeah, Scorpion was always my favorite. Get over here. Like, he was always. Girl. I've loved him in the first movie, playing the video games. You know, I used to mess with Sonya on the video games, but live, no. But Scorpion was dope. If I had to choose a second one, it would be Lee. I didn't like in the beginning, I liked, but I don't know, they just made him very
soft.
They made him weak. Yeah. And yeah. He was never weak. Like,
he wasn't that he's not soft.
Weak.
He wasn't because that soft.
In, yeah. In like the 1995 movie, it was like mostly about him in a way. And he was like, you know what I'm saying? And if you're going to make him weak, don't make him weak. Like, make him, like, try to fight through battles. Like, I see what they did with Cole's character. But, yeah. But at the end of the day,
I was mad. It took Cole all that time to find his chi or whatever. Like, bruh.
Now, you ain't know. I'm not going to lie. His storyline was so weak to me.
Girl.
To the point, that's why my ratings for the movie was low. Because they put all this emphasis on him, and I'm thinking that was actually the son. I didn't know that was like the grandson.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I was confused at first, and then he like explained
when he said that it was a daughter.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, that was a girl the whole time. They made it seem like it was a boy.
It was a boy, exactly.
Because remember when that's why Sub-Zero, the whole thing of it was like, they wanted to take over the world and everything, and they wanted to take over Mortal Kombat. So they needed to kill Scorpion's bloodline.
Yeah.
They made it seem like they had to kill, like, you know, all the men in the family in a way. But it definitely was a girl. So that was basically like Scorpion was like Cole's grandson.
Yeah. Great grandfather. It was something weird, like, and then he ended up in foster care, so his mom just like gave him up. I didn't like that. That was too fuzzy. That wasn't my top character. But yeah.
The story development in the movie, I felt like they rushed it a little bit. I think that they could have put a little bit more time. You guys focus so much on, you know, let's make it really gory, bloody. And I think that they put so much emphasis on Sub-Zero and Scorpion's character that they just like kind of faded away. But then Cage, they put a lot of emphasis on his character also in a way.
Yeah, they
made
did.
Him super funny. But then everybody else, it was just like Sonya was just like, she's just like this annoying chick that won't sit down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just annoying. And then the villains, we only focused on Sub-Zero. We didn't care about, you know, everybody else.
All those other characters. They had that big rock dude. I forgot his name. Like, they had a couple, like, what would you call them? Like, cameos of some of the other characters in the video games. But you never, like, knew who they were. They just kind of popped in and out. So,
yeah.
Cole was just a little weak. I was like, they made him a little too weak.
Yeah, and then they made him just a punk.
Girl.
Like, it was just... And then it's like, y'all made Kung... with the one with the hat?
Mm-hmm.
They made him so lit, died.
I saw right. He was lit as hell. He did not want to let Cole
and then he got his soul sucked out of him, and I was like,
that was so weird to watch.
It was dope.
It was dope, but it was like that.
But so like I said, they put a lot of emphasis on the visual effects, and I felt like they really didn't put enough on the storyline, and then that's where it gets lost.
Everything was about the fights. That's what it and then if they had, I guess the choice was between good storyline and good fights. I don't see how they couldn't be the same.
Yeah, but, because of the fights was just like, some of the fights was kind of weak too. It's like, it's only when, to be completely honest, the best fights was when Sub-Zero was involved.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? It's just like, they made it more about Sub-Zero and Scorpion, which I'm okay with that, but then don't show these other characters and then they're just like, we don't care about.
What would have been cool is if they like show Scorpion's journey back from hell, because that's two or three generations ago. It took him that long just to get the strength back to come to back from hell to get Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
That would have been cool. And that would have been cool to see what characters they could have put into
you
wanna that.
You want to know what I thought? I thought that Scorpion was like going to go inside of Cole.
Yeah. That's what I thought that too.
He was going to have it and then like speak. You get what I'm saying? Like just the bloodline. You thought you killed the bloodline, but you really didn't.
Yeah.
That's that something I thought cool. that they were going to.
Ooh, that would have been dope. What? Hollywood, holla at us. We can help y'all.
No, seriously, just holla at me. Like, you know, I got that on my background.
You know, you actually have a degree in this. This is what you do.
So
I'll just be there for, you know, decoration. But
other than that, so what's your overall, well, I guess we kind of said it, but what's your overall take on the movie and stuff?
I mean, it did what it was supposed to do. I think 2021, we're going to run into a lot of movies like this where we're just trying to, because the world's trying to get back to normal. So we're just trying to entertain ourselves with things that are not as heavy. And I feel like this was just for entertainment. It's not supposed to be about nothing else. So it did what it was supposed to do. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 50%. Metacritic gave it 44. I think it deserved, we knew it was a movie about a video game. What did we expect? So I think if you go in like with that mindset, I would give it, shit, I'd give it 100. I mean, it was about Mortal Kombat. We got Mortal Kombat.
I gave it a 6.
6 out of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I give it somewhere around an 8.
Because at the end of the day, they could have did better.
They
could have did better with the, y'all put a lot of emphasis again on the special effects and y'all focused so much on Sub-Zero's character. Like Sub-Zero was so lit.
He was so
like
dope.
You hated him but loved him. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then Scorpion was so lit, but then it was like boom, he's on in the beginning of the movie, boom, he's at the end of the movie. So it's just like
right.
What are we doing in between? And then Cage was super funny, but then it was just like we gotta, and then he made everybody else look weak and punkish. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But all right. So that was that. That was Mortal Kombat, guys. That was our take. Let us know what your views and how you felt about it.
What you thinking?
Yeah. So we're going to go to the second movie. And the second movie is Without Remorse. It does have Michael B. Jordan. Lauren London's in this movie. And basically it's seeking justice for the murder of his pregnant wife and unborn child, an elite naval SEAL undercover a COVID plot that threatens to engulf the United States and Russia in all war. So basically this movie is from a book, Tom Clancy, and a spinoff of the Jack Ryan film series. And then it's also from the Rainbow Six video game. So it's like a video games, book, novel, all that, all into one. So basically, like I said, Michael B. Jordan's in it. He is the star. His wife gets killed with their unborn baby. So they went on to this COVID thing 3 months before, and they didn't have much intel. And apparently, Michael B. Jordan, he is like the senior chief. So he's really high end, and apparently the CIA was involved, and they needed to get this hostage, and they wasn't told fully, and they started shooting and not knowing that it was Russian military, and they have a treaty or a deal with the Russians, so they don't want to break it, and pretty much they didn't know what they were really going to. The CIA didn't really enclose that information, but Michael B. Jordan knew there was an issue. 3 months later, whoever was a part of that team, they started getting dropped. So one person got hit with the bus. I said,
girl,
he got hit with the van
in front of his house. I was like, oh my God.
In front of his door. Girl, he was just checking the mail.
He's taking the garbage out. But it's still, I was like,
oh yeah.
But I'm like, you're Navy SEAL. You see that big ass truck barreling down the street? Like,
I think they just pressed go, and by the time he did it, it was just like, boom, he's dead.
Right. Like, what the hell? That was crazy. That caught me off guard.
Yeah. And then the second one got killed in the car. He was, like, on the phone with his wife and shot up the vehicle. And then Michael B. Jordan, he was downstairs as his music wife was laying in the bed and goes do do do. He knew something was wrong. Michael B. Jordan gets shot, but then he shoots and he gets a look. And then basically they were like, hopefully Michael B. Jordan don't wake up because he's gonna go out there and start killing because he's one of the deadliest people. And just throughout the movie, Michael B. Jordan is sitting here trying to seek justice. He goes to prison. He finds you know what he was looking for. Goes to prison. Then he starts working back with the CIA. That CIA agent that tried him. Then one of the girls that he was with, I forgot her name. Oh, her name was Commander Karen, and she was the lieutenant commander, so in charge of Michael B. Jordan. Well, his name was John Kelly. In charge of, she started to realize, oh wow, I probably should have listened to you. I knew something was off because something's not right. Gave the information. So pretty much, just trying to seek for justice. Eventually, we find out later on in the movie they were set up. Obviously, when they went to Russia, and they realized that the Secretary of the United States was behind it, trying to make a better place. Michael B. Jordan was not supposed to make it. He was supposed to die. Michael confronts him, kills him in the water. We think he's dead. He's really not. Spoiler alert. And he dies underneath the water, the Secretary. And then now he has like a new identity and all that. All right.
Yeah.
That's the movie. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't the best, but it was good. I think that overall, Michael B. Jordan did I thought he did a really good job. Being that he didn't really have, he wasn't that like, you know, when he did Creed, he had, what's his name? Oh my God, why am I going blank? He had, oh my God, who was the person? Rocky. What's his name? What's his real name? You don't remember his real name?
Oh, Rocky. The actor?
Yeah.
No, I don't. But I know who you're talking about. Yeah. The Rocky character. The guy who played Rocky. Okay,
so Michael B. Jordan, if y'all not...
Sylvester Stallone.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael always have these big stars behind him, right? He's always that. If he is the main character, he has like a strong presence behind him. So this was really interesting to not have that. Lauren London, I mean, she's well known, but she's not a big actress. She's not, you know, the person that's like huge. So this was Michael's time to really shine. I thought he did a good job. I just think that the direction and the movie wasn't up to par. I think it was one of those, again, like Mortal Kombat. I just think that they just threw it together.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like they could have added more to this. I felt like Michael's performance was great, and then everybody else was just, lost. Okay.
Well, like you said, he was the only heavy hitter on the cast. I love Lauren London. Shout out to her. But she was in the movie all of 10 minutes, if that, I'm being generous.
Yeah.
And she really was just his backstory. So she didn't really have influence, you know what I mean? Or enough time to influence the weight of the movie. And then, like you said, it's based off of a video game, based off of a book, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like there's a heavy character to develop. It would have been dope if he had some other supporting, like you said, another supporting actor or a big name behind him. But I also appreciate that they're giving, you know, no name actors a chance.
But I do love that. And I thought, well, a couple of the actors I've seen before, but they died so quickly.
Right.
Like the two dudes. So there are some, it's just like, I don't know. I just wanted, and this is why I stopped watching trailers, because this trailer is very misleading.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that I thought that he was going to be on this mission alone. And then like they're trying to find him. And also I just felt like them going to Russia was pointless
as hell. It was like, to me. Okay. Have you ever seen Manchurian Candidate?
No.
Or heard of that book? Okay, so Manchurian Candidate mm-hmm. was propaganda, basically, released by the U.S. government through Hollywood, based off of a book about a soldier who was under mind control of military, didn't know it. Like, it was really complicated. But it felt like it was trying to be like that, as far as, like, I felt like I was watching propaganda, because they're constantly talking about the Russian KGB, all of this stuff, and it's like they're not even the ones that's doing it, and the storyline was all over the place, and I didn't understand Ritter, like, why did he exist? Like, that character, he had his ego and the amount of power he had. It just, I don't know if it was the way he was acting.
But then the thing is, he was talking with the secretary, so he wasn't bad.
Right.
I thought he knew exactly what was going on.
That's what I was like, the whole time, like, he's the bad guy. Why does nobody see this? Why does nobody see he's the bad guy? But then he's not the bad guy.
So he goes to Russia, and then what, his eyes was open, and then so, but I saw you talking to the secretary.
Right, like, but you know, in your back pocket, you walking around like you big shot, Mr. Big Shot, and then it took you to go to Russia to figure out that. I was just confused on how everybody was confused. Everything. Exactly. Yeah,
because I'm thinking he's the reason why the plane got shut down, because mm-hmm. he didn't go on the plane. And then all of a sudden he's in the house, and then he's helping him walk, and then I'm just like, but was he? And I have to keep going back, like, he was mad that old girl was in the room when they were disclosing the information, and then he was just like snapping, like, literally the movie starts and he's giving attitude, and I'm like, yo, why is he, you know what I'm saying? But then it's all of a sudden, and then Michael's like, oh, my bad, like, you are the good guys, but I'm like, how?
Right, girl, I was
they
so
didn't
lost.
Do that. I felt like they didn't
it
because
was,
I thought that they would have,
it was a reach,
it would have been dope if they would have kept him in Russia and he got caught, you get what I'm saying, like, he was the bad guy, so then they tied him up and stuff like that. When they finally met up with the dude that killed his wife, hello, John Kelly, we're just pawns.
Right.
Why?
There still was no reason on why the U.S. government wanted both of them killed. So even in his monologue, I'm like, okay, so we're just pawns. Okay, I've heard this storyline before. But why were they killing
you? Yo, that's what got me.
Both of y'all were off doing your own thing. He was starting his new life. He was retiring. I mean, I guess maybe he know too much, but he obviously didn't know enough, because Ritter was able to withhold information from him when they were going
for
on a mission.
Months.
Exactly. So I'm like, this, okay.
But
I
get it why the Russians retaliated, because they were like, wait, you just shot up people.
Our military, yeah.
You know, in our territory. So I need to come and show. So I'm like, okay, so they leaked that information because they wasn't trying to cause a war. Mm-hmm. So he, you know, secretary's like, well, kill these people and we good. You feel me?
Right.
But then it was just like, but again, them coming to Russia, what was the point? Because he didn't kill the dude. He took a bomb and shot himself. And then all of a sudden these random snipers come out of nowhere.
Girl.
Because yeah, they set them up, right? But then it was just like, and then the cops.
And then the whole
it
point
was so
was
much
that the secretary was trying to start a war because it was more profitable. Okay, that makes sense. Again, why are you killing him? He's retired. He's like out of the military. Like, he's not involved. Like, I don't get it. Like, he wasn't a threat to national security because he wasn't trying to announce nothing.
Because,
like,
he didn't know.
And he was a full believer in the, like, so what was the point of
I
trying
don't
to kill? Girl,
I don't
it
know.
Was...
Yeah. I think in the beginning, it was like, okay, cool. Okay, so Ritter's a bad guy. Okay, cool. How they gonna do this? Oh, is the secretary bad? No, because then the secretary brings her in. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, wait, okay. Okay, and then let's just talk about one of, okay, I don't know, you think about it. I'm gonna just tell you one of my favorite scenes.
Okay.
Is it one of my favorite scenes? Okay. I do got a lot of favorite scenes in this, but one of them has to be the jail scene when that dude was like, turn around face, and he was like, nah. Mm-hmm. I ain't going. I was like, Michael, you better do it. And then we were just rapping. And when I was like, why is he feeling up? That scene was so lit, and I'm gonna start turning next. So what's up? You
feel me? Right. He's like, come here, I'm gonna start breaking next. I'm like, ooh, okay. Yeah.
That scene was so lit. So, and what I hate about when directors do this to me, they build us up. They build us up. They build us up. They create this tension, right? Like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, this plot, and then they just boil it, and then they got you at the edge of your seats. You're like, what's gonna happen? What's gonna mm-hmm. happen? And then Russia happens, and then you're like, what? Mm-hmm. You're like, no.
I liked how they thought they were just gonna be able to fly a plane into Russian Airlines, like, and then they're not gonna do nothing. Like, oh, it's a commercial jet. Okay, and like,
I'm not gonna lie, that scene was even pointless too.
And then it was just so blew me when he went back in the airplane. He's like, I gotta get the equipment.
I gotta get it.
It's, I was like, gee.
I'm like, why are they doing this to me right now?
Like, Michael, somebody needs to make a track of just him grunting, like, throughout the movie. Cause that's all he. I'm like, gee, we know you in pain. Relax. Like,
the first time he did it, I was like, yo, Michael, I'm feeling you. Right. Oh, you're doing it a second time. Okay.
A third time.
Oh, you're not gonna stop.
Okay. All right. Well, we get it. You're in pain.
What was your favorite scene?
I guess the prison scene, only because that was like the purest fight scene. Like, mm-hmm. it was just straight up fighting. The scene that gave me the most anxiety was when they was going into his house. The scene where they killed Lauren London's character.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, why you got your headphones on? Take your headphones on. Like, I'm yelling at the screen, like, take your headphones off.
Like, I was like, your wife is in danger. Your child is in danger.
I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you in the house with headphones?
Just like a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
In the headphones basement.
On and eating peanuts.
In the basement. Three stories down. Like, at
least
night.
You know what I'm saying? At least if he was in the bed with his wife, he would have been able to detect and hear like a little creak. You know what I'm saying? Because
why you got all the lights off? Leave the lights on. He would have knew immediately.
And she dead asleep. She don't know. She got a baby.
Girl.
You know?
I just knew he was going to get up there and catch him in time. Because I'm like, they can't kill Lauren. Not yet. And then it was just like, beep, 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 beep. I was like, damn, what the fuck?
And it wasn't one.
It was like five shots.
I was like, okay. Like, okay.
Dang. I thought that they were going to see that it was just her in the bed. And then, like, because the other characters, they weren't trying to kill their families. They literally just killed them. So I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
So they, like, why was he the only one who got his wife?
Because
murdered?
I think that they just thought that he was in the bed with the wife. Because remember, she had the pillow also. So it looked
that's
like
true.
Two people.
Yeah, it did look like two people.
Yeah. So that's and then, why then I think.
Bringing that up, I'm confused. I just thought about this. I'm confused on the suicide. What was that? What was the point? The guy who killed, who, like, after he shot Pam, Lauren's character, you don't remember that? So they're in the room, he shoots her, and then he's like, I'm ready. And then the other guy goes, phew. I'm like, what the fuck? What?
I'm like, what? I'm not gonna lie. I forgot about that because it was so bad.
You forgot about it. If you're not like you really forgot about it, because
it's just like it was like I'm ready. And then me and my mom looked at each other. I'm ready.
Right.
But then we were so focused. Like, where's Michael? We couldn't even touch back on that.
Where's you know Michael? Where? What was your antennas? The fuck?
I was so blue.
That scene gave me so much anxiety. I was just...
I'm not gonna lie. And then I was like, there go Bay. Look at him struggling. That was a good scene. I thought he did a really good... I ain't gonna lie. Michael is very good when crying. Like, Oh my God.
He's good at crying. He's good at him and Viola Davis are very good at crying.
Viola with that
That's another level. That's another level. That's
with
nasty.
That snot coming down.
Girl, they be making hella my mama. Rough.
You okay, girl, hard. You a good actress. another scene that I actually really did like, I like the fact that they made Michael fearless. Yeah. I like the fact that they made him ruthless. Mm. I did appreciate that. I like the fact that when he walked up in there, grabbed the CIA by the neck, lifted him up,
girl,
pushed him on
the wall.
That scene, let me tell you something. All my hairs was up. I was like, kill him, kill him, kill him. Like, I said, yes, but again, that's why it gets me so angry, because he did all that to walk, but he still, like, does anybody, he was talking to the secretary.
That's why I think they're trying to make a second installment of, like, I think they're trying to make this like a thing.
Well, can they grab another director? Can they grab other writers?
Okay,
they needed to do like character development. They needed to really, I don't know, overall, like, it could, like, what I saw, it could have been such an amazing movie. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a video game either. Like, I've seen movies turn into video games and movies into novels and stuff like that. No, y'all could have done better. And I really believe, like you said, it's 2021. They're just trying to push movies out. And they're pretty much, even with Mortal Kombat, they're just setting it up for, and I hate when they do this, they're setting it up for the second movie. But then it's just like, but why y'all make the first movie so bad? Why am I going to look at the second one?
Right, exactly.
And stuff then, like that.
Girl.
So what was your overall take on the movie?
My overall take is Russia is not involved with everything. Girl, because that blew me. I'm like, so it was the U.S. government the whole time? Ain't that some shit?
So Russia, so we just went into Russia for no reason.
Like, we just got, because I show, listen, when I was watching this, I'm like, I don't know. Did they release this in Russia? Like, does Russia know about this movie? Like, that literally popped into my mind at one point. I was just like, because they going hard. Like, they saying BKG. They might as well have put Vladimir Putin's face on the cover of the movie, because,
and let me tell you something, I would have definitely stopped watching it, because he wasn't going to see my TV screen or any of my scenes.
Okay. Look, but overall take, just like with Mortal Kombat, I honestly I wasn't expecting that much. True. Only because, okay, at first I was, because it was Michael B. Jordan and the previews, like you said, it was a little misleading. I thought it was going to be about something else. And he was going to be like the lone wolf. And it was, you know, I knew it was going to be about revenge and all of that, but I just expected a different storyline. Once I understood the inspiration of the movie, I was like, ah, okay, this is just for entertainment. It's not thought-provoking. It's not... I don't need, like, we not looking out for Soviets, and you know what I'm saying? There's no big war about to happen. So it's just entertainment. So for entertainment wise, I give it, again, just like Mortal Kombat, because of Michael, I'm gonna give it an 8.
Okay.
They both 8s, and that's as much as I can go. Cause it took up some time. That's all I wanted. Some time to be occupied.
I think in the beginning when I first saw it, I said, oh, okay, this looks lit. But then I told to myself, I was like, girl, you know how trailers are misleading. Mm-hmm. So then I brought my expectations a lot lower. So because I didn't expect much, I was just excited to see Michael in a role that didn't have those, you know, supporting actors, actresses, or actors.
This was his movie.
But I give it a 6, just like Mortal Kombat. The problem is just like the character development and the story writing. You don't build us up for something and then let us down. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but Michael did good. Like, you know, Michael's performance was great, and that's why it's a 6. But overall, if they're gonna make this a second movie, like, if the same director is gonna do it, like, put your back into it.
Exactly. You know, I would like for them to go further into like why he joined the military. Because I was like, when they did the like the family scene with the black barbecue, I don't know why they got to be in every movie.
Girl, like, we love barbecue. We all like barbecue.
But they had the gathering with the pastor. I'm thinking.
I didn't even know he was a pastor till the funeral.
Till the funeral. Oh my God, there were so many abrupt like.
It was too abrupt. When he walked, they could have did this and surprised the people and made it seem like he was still alive, right? Mm-hmm. There were so many clues, like, who was that person looking? Okay, oh, it's not Michael. Okay. Then she does that slow walk to the car, you know, has the flag, and it's like, I know Michael's in the car.
He's just sitting in the back seat, just chilling.
I know he was in the seat. Like, it would have been different if, you know what I'm saying?
Girl.
Y'all would have made it differently.
It had potential. I think they didn't.
It had a lot of potential. And I just think that it was just like, there's nothing coming out in 2021. You know, let's do this. Because mm-hmm. I feel like they've known about this since 2018 that they wanted to do the film.
Yeah.
So. But that's pretty much it.
I forgot who originally was supposed to make it. I think Paramount, and they shelved it for whatever reason. Somehow Michael got his hands on it and got Amazon to buy it, or however that worked out. But yeah, it was just
Michael. You shouldn't have been thirsty.
Get on my nerves.
Like,
it was just an entertainment movie. It ain't nothing else coming out in 2021. People want to get out the house. They want to see some shit blow up.
The end of the 2021 is going to be lit, and I can't wait. But anyways, guys, that is the two movies that we spoke about. Please let us know what you thought about it.
What you like.
And don't forget, in a couple of days, we will be doing the polls, so please vote. So, and then we'll probably do some more, just because every 2 weeks, we're going to be doing every other Wednesday, we will be doing the podcast. So it just gives you time to vote and catch up with us. So, all right. Out of Mortal Kombat and Without Remorse, which one was your favorite? Which one are you gonna choose?
I'm gonna go with Mortal Kombat, only because I know where that's coming from. I don't know much about Without Remorse. That was something I was just put onto. Whatever the writer of the book, all this other stuff. love Michael, always will be a fan, but gotta go with Mortal Kombat on this one.
All right.
How about you, Zorlin?
And I am going to pick Mortal Kombat also. Again, I'm familiar. We agree?
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm a fan. I've always been a fan. Mm. I love Michael. And I think it's because I was like, Michael, I just want it better for you. And yeah. It wasn't there. But Mortal Kombat is like Sub-Zero and Scorpion took over.
Girl.
And they made it what it was.
Epic.
At the end of the day. So that's ours, guys. We're excited to see which one of you guys, which one y'all choose. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias.
Yeah.
I'm on Instagram, silly_nace, and
Miss Tina Cooper_. That's your girl.
Awesome. And then you can follow us on all the platforms to listen to this podcast. Anchor, Spotify, mm-hmm. and we will be showcasing Google it Podcasts. On our social media.
I think we just got accepted onto Google Podcasts, so check that awesome. Out. You ain't got no excuse.
All right, so we got it all for you. And then before we close out the show, we're going to be starting something a little bit different. We want to do in the moment. We want to be able to talk about shows that are actually going on right now in time. So we decided to pick a show. It's on HBO Max. It's called The Nevers. What we're going to do in the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about it. It's going to be on the 5th episode, so it gives you some time to catch up on it. And then we're going to just talk about the show so far. Who's our favorite characters? What are we thinking? What are our predictions for the next couple of episodes? So we definitely want to do that. We just want to be more involved and do something really cool and different. All right,
yeah,
guys.
Keep y'all up to date. And thanks for joining us again. We missed you guys. We love this. We hope you guys are enjoying our podcast. If you have any suggestions, any questions, or any criticisms, positive, constructive criticism, let us know. Hit us up, like we said, on our Instagram.
And we will get back to you. And then we're going to be providing the ask questions, so you could do it directly from the Anchor app or Spotify, whichever one. So we will be putting that on our social media. So thank you so much, guys. And can't wait to hear from you guys in 2 weeks. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.